Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Mere roro boko she baka de 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 ke she de 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 aka de de. Ere yole lele boko she baka de 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 ke she de de de. This is the day that the Lord has made. We are rejoicing and we are glad in it. E ke she de 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 de. Hey, he didn't have to give us this day, but he did. Hey, ke de yele lele boko. He blessed us to see another day. E ko de de. Grace, favor, mercy from the Most High God. Oh, we're thankful. We come with grateful hearts to give him glory, to give him praise, to honor him for blessing us with this day. And every day that he's given us, we are grateful, grateful, grateful. We call upon your name, O Most High, and we thank you for this day. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your grace and mercy, your favor that is upon your children, O God. Even those that are not your children, you are gracing them with favor to see another day. What a great and mighty God you are. We honor your holy presence today, O God. We thank you for joining us on Boys to Men, Girls to Ladies weekly. We thank you that you don't ever leave us. You don't ever forsake us, that you are here with us at all times. And thank you, Lord, that we are redeemed from the curse through the blood of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that we are the seed of Abraham and his blessings are ours. We choose blessings instead of curses and life instead of death. We break and release ourselves from all generational curses and iniquities as a result of sins of our ancestors in the name of Jesus. We break and release ourselves from all curses on both sides of our families back 60 generations. We break all curses of witchcraft, sorcery, and divination in the name of Jesus. We break and release ourselves from all curses of pride and rebellion in the name of Jesus. We break and release ourselves from all curses of death and destruction in the name of Jesus. We break and release ourselves from all curses of death and destruction in the name of Jesus. We break and release ourselves from all curses of sickness and infirmity in the name of Jesus. We break and release ourselves from all curses of poverty, lack, and debt in the name of Jesus. We break and release ourselves from all curses of rejection in the name of Jesus. We break and release ourselves from all curses of double-mindedness and schizophrenia in the name of Jesus. We break and release ourselves from all curses of Jezebel and Ahab in the name of Jesus. We break and release ourselves from all curses of divorce and separation in the name of Jesus. We break and release ourselves from all curses of lust and perversion in the name of Jesus. We break and release ourselves from all curses of mental illness in the name of Jesus. We break and release ourselves from all curses of idolatry in the name of Jesus. We break and release ourselves from all curses causing accidents and premature death in the name of Jesus. We break and release ourselves from curses, all curses of wandering and vagabond in the name of Jesus. We break and release ourselves from all spoken curses and negative words spoken against us by others and by those in authority, and we bless them. We break and release ourselves from self-inflicted curses by negative words we have spoken in the name of Jesus. We command every demon hiding and operating behind a curse to come out now in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you, Father God, that you are Jehovah Nisi, that you are mighty banner over us. You are Jehovah Shalom, our mighty peacemaker. In the midst of every storm, we say, rise, Jehovah Shalom. And we thank you. We thank you, Jehovah Shabbat. That you are the Lord of the hosts, We thank you that you are Jehovah El Elyon, the Most High God. We thank you that you are Jehovah Roha, the God who sees everything, the strong one. You are Jehovah Shaddai, El Shaddai, Almighty God, the God of the mountains. You are Jehovah Elohim, Elohim, everlasting God. Hallelujah. You are Abba, Father, which art in heaven. Hallowed be thy great and glorious name. Today we lift up families, our boys to men and girls to ladies, and we thank you, Father, for what you're doing on our behalf. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for protection. We thank you for guidance. We thank you for direction. And we thank you for wisdom. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, oh God, for what you're doing in each one of us. Forgive us, Father, when we do things that are sinful to you, to each other, or to ourselves. Forgive us even for the little foxes that spoil our vine. Forgive us for stubborn, rebellious ways in us, oh God. Forgive us, Father God, when we just refuse to do what you ask us to do, Father, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you today that you are a holy God, that you are a righteous God, and none can compare to how great you are, because truly you are great in the heavens, you are great in the earth. And we thank you for choosing us to be your very elect children, to be your servants in the earth. Teach our hands to war and our fingers to fight. We thank you, Father God, that we are fully equipped, fully armored to do battle against our enemy in the name of Jesus. And, Father God, those that you hate, we hate too. You hate all unrighteousness, and so do we. Father, I lift up fathers and mothers today and children, sisters and brothers, oh God, grandparents, aunts and uncles and cousins, oh God, in the name of Jesus, great-grandparents, Father God. In the name of Jesus. And I thank you, O God, for families, Merere Keshe, being united as one. Merere Keshe, a force against the enemy, O God. I thank you for prayer coming in homes, O God. Homes that have forgotten you, O God. I thank you, Father God, that those who have backslidden will come back to you running, sliding, making a home run to get to your presence, to get in the secret place, O God. In the name of Jesus, sliding in, oh God, ahead of time. They are calling on your name morning, noon, and night. They refuse to forget you, oh God. And Father, I thank you that they won't backslide anymore. They won't be prodigal sons and daughters, but they will give their lives to you continually, morning, noon, and night. They will praise you and honor you, oh God. I thank you for the safety and protection of our children. I thank you for provisions coming forth for fathers, mothers, children, all family members, extended family members, in the name of Jesus. And, Father, as our children go out to play, I thank you for dispatching holy angels of protection around them as they go swimming, as they go boating, as they go fishing, as they go to the park, as they play football, basketball, baseball, soccer, track, all kind of physical activities. I thank you that they are safe and protected. As the parents pick them up, as the parents deliver them, they are safe in vehicles, oh God. I lift up families that are traveling today by air, by boat, by train, by car, by land, by rail. I thank you for protection and safety, oh God. I thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, for those children who are away from their parents, be it camp, be it a boarding school, whatever the reason, oh God, summer activities. I thank you that they are safe and protected by you. I thank you that they will honor their parents even when they're away from them, and most of all, they will be obedient to you. In the name of Jesus, they will honor you. They will remember how they were trained in your ways, and they will follow your ways all the days of their lives. Well, good evening again. This is Boys to Men, Girls to Ladies. I'm your host, Caritha Gantling, Sister G, and I thank you for being on the air with us today. What a blessing it is to have you join us. We are grateful that you joined us today. And, you know, I want to tell you, a little bit about Boys to Men, Girls to Ladies today. Boys to Men, Girls to Ladies is a radio talk show that was created to teach our youth, our children of all nationalities, the ways of God. You know, many parents don't even know God. They don't even know his ways. So we are called to teach children all over the world, all over the nation, about how God want them trained, how he want them as young people to serve him, to follow him, to dedicate their lives to him. So we're called to encourage the children to speak into their lives hope and vision for the future, to introduce them to Christ and help them develop a relationship with our Creator at a tender young age. You know, a lot of times our children, when they're young, they say, Mama, Daddy, I want to be baptized. I want to be saved. And, you know, we say, oh, you're too young. But you know what? When they're able to speak those words, it's time. It's time for them to be saved. You know, God didn't say, he didn't send the children, you know, from the womb with the tag on them saying, you know, you got 99 years to live. So we don't know when Father God's going to call them. So we have to prepare them to be ready to go back to their Creator when it's time. And I thank God that I'm praying that they will live long lives, obedient to the Father. And so Boys to Men, Girls to Ladies is, you know, training them up. So when they get old, they will remember God's ways. And our base scripture, our foundation scripture is 1 Corinthians 13:11, which says, when I was a child, I thought as a child. When I was but when I became a man, when I was a child, I spake as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man or a woman, I put away childish things. So that's what we're about on Boys to Men, Girls to Ladies. And I thank you for joining us and, you know, undergirding us in prayer and helping us with our vision. You know, we've had people faithful to the ministry, not only just coming on to listen, but there have been people who have given, sown seeds towards what we're doing. So I thank God for that. You know, it really helps us when people sow seeds towards us. It helps us with the ministry to get things done that need to get done in the name of Jesus. So I bless everybody who has given, who's sown seeds of time, seeds of monetary supply, and in prayers. You know, prayers are needed too. So I thank you all for praying for us. So continually sow seeds. Our address is Caritha Gantling, P.O. Box 2732, Jacksonville, Florida. And you can send it under Zion Hope Academy. So I thank God for each of you, you know, who contribute in whatever way the Lord leads you. And may God's blessings be upon you. Well, as we continue, you know, we have to, you know, teach our children what it means to praise God, to honor him, to be victorious over the enemy. Because our children got enemies too. You know, Jesus had an enemy when he was a baby. That enemy was trying to hunt him down and kill him. You know, they made a decree that all the baby boys would be killed at a certain age. So, you know, our children, you know, have a mandate against them, even from the womb. So we have to teach them how to fight against the enemy. They can't do it with knives and guns and weapons. They have to become children of the Most High God and fight. It's a spiritual battle. In case you didn't know it, we are fighting a spiritual battle. So those of you who out here got guns and knives and all kind of weapons, that's not what you need. You don't need weaponry from the world. You need to be equipped to war in the spirit. When you war in the spirit, every enemy going to turn back. When you call upon the name of the Most High, your enemies turn back. You know, the Bible says, if you cry unto me, even your enemies will turn back. So, you know, we have to cry unto the Most High God, and he'll turn our enemies back, even that Rabshakeh enemy that speak into the ears of our children and tell them, do a little, smoke a little this, smoke a little crack, have a little alcohol. You know it won't hurt you. Carry your gun in your pocket. You know, that's a devil that speak to our children to do these things. You know, there was a young man, and I'm sure you probably heard it on the news. You know, it looks like he needed some attention, and the devil gave him the attention that he needs on the air. And, you know, the devil used him to go against the creation of God. God created everybody on the earth, and he did not intend for us to take lives. He intended for us to pray and for lives to have abundance. So, you know, woe be unto him. I'm praying for his salvation, that he will be saved and that he will repent of his wicked ways. So we have to pray against the enemy. You don't know what day the Lord may say, you know, come on home. We don't know what day he may call us, but we got to be ready, and we got to get our children ready. So today I want to share this with you. It's called, you know, training for the mind. So as we train our children, you know, you can say this silently with me if you like, or out loud. My mind, you can put your hand over your head. My mind is in training for what God wants me to think. You know, if that young man had known what God wants him to think, he would not have shut up all those people and anybody else who shut up people just for innocent blood, like Solomon teaches his son. He said, don't shoot people for fun of it to get innocent blood. Don't you know their punishment is going to be, oh my God, God is going to punish those. Now, even though God forgives us when we do things against his will, against his laws, the consequences are great when you take away life that God has given someone. So put your hand over your eyes and say, my eyes are in training for what God wants me to see. We have to be careful what we allow our children to see. We can't just let them look at even cartoons. We got to be careful. We can't just allow them to see anything they want to see. Now put your hands over your ears and teach your children this. Our ears are in training for what God wants me to hear. You know, when our children go to nursery school and public school and private school, they hear all sort of things. So we have to pray that their ears will be covered from hearing the wrong things. Sometimes they come home cussing. And you say, where did you get that from? I remember as a young child, I said a cuss word. And my daddy said, who taught you? Where did you get that? I said, you know, I heard so. And he said, no, we don't say that in our household. We don't speak those words. Don't say that again. So I was glad that he was training me what to say, what not to say. And when I hear something, you know, I'm learning now as an adult to cast it down. No, that will not enter into my spirit. So you put your hand over your mouth, and you can say, my mouth is in training for what God wants me to say. You know, a lot of times our words get us in trouble. My words that I've spoken have got me in trouble many times. I've spoken the wrong things. So I'm trying to learn to speak less. And when I do speak what God wants me to speak. Now, you know, you can hold your hands up. Our hands are in training for what God wants me to touch. And, you know, God don't want us to touch unholy things. He wants us to touch godly things. The Word of God is a good thing we can touch. I'm laying my hands on the Word of the Bible, the Word of God right now. You know, God said he honors his Word above his name. Now, you know his Word is awesome. His Word is sharper than a two-edged sword. You can imagine a sword with blades on both sides, and that thing can cut. But the Word of God is even sharper than that kind of a sword. Now, you can put your hands on the top of your head and even to the soles of your feet, and you can say, my body is in training to go and do only where and what God wants me to do. So I thank God for that. Someone sent me that a while ago, and I appreciate it. You know, you can send me prayers that your children have written or poems that your children have written. You can send them to Caritha Gantling, P.O. Box 2732, Jacksonville, Florida. You know, our children are some very smart, brilliant children. God is making brilliant children today. He said as they get older, they'll begin to get wiser. They'll get weak, but they'll get wiser. So our children are able to play instruments, write songs, and, you know, they're able to do so many things. Well, I tell you, they can work computers like a whiz, like they were born on a computer. So, you know, we have brilliant children, so when they, you know, write things, send them to me. I like to read them on the radio and you know, make sure you put their name on them and the date that they wrote them. Well, Matthew 19:14 says, Jesus said, suffer little children. In other words, allow the children to come unto him and forbid them not, for such is the kingdom of heaven. God wants our children to come to him while they're young and their hearts are tender. Don't wait till their heart gets stubborn and rebellious and you say, you need to be saved. No, 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 let them get saved. We need to talk to our children. You know, you say, you know, we've been going to church for a while and I've been teaching you Bible at home. You know, it's time for you to decide, you know, who you going to serve. Are you going to serve the God of heaven or the God of this world? And our prayer for our children that they would serve the God of heaven. The God of this world will take them out. He'll take their lives. That's the devil. So we don't want our children to keep serving. You know, if they have not received the Lord as their personal Savior, they are following the devil, the enemy against them. So we had to talk to our children. You know, it's time for you to be saved. We've been talking to you. And, you know, your daddy and I, or your mother and I, have our own personal God. We have chosen him. As for us in our house, we will serve the Lord. But what about you? What's your decision? We pray that you would serve God. You know, the children of the Bible, like David, he served God. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, Joseph, they served God. And God gave them many blessings and talents. So we have to teach our children and apply it to everyday life. So this is a parent's prayer that I'm going to read. And I don't know who wrote it, but I thank God for it. Our Heavenly Father, O Heavenly Father, make us better parents. Teach us to understand our children, to listen patiently for what they have to say, and to answer their questions kindly. Keep us from interrupting them or contradicting them. Make us as courteous to them as we would have them be to us. Forbid that we should ever laugh at their mistakes or resort to shame or ridicule when they displease us. May we never punish them, O God, for our own selfish satisfaction, or show our power, just to show our power over them. Let us not tempt our children to lie or steal, and guide us in the hour by hour, that we may demonstrate by all that we say and do to honestly produce happiness. Reduce, we pray, the meanness in us, O God. And when we are out of sorts, help us, O Lord, to hold our tongue. May we ever be mindful that our children are children, and we should not expect them to have the judgment of adults. Let us not rob them of the opportunity to wait on themselves and to make decisions. Bless us with the bigness to grant them all their reasonable requests, and the courage to deny them privileges. We know privileges we know will do them no harm. May we fair and may we make us fair and just and kind, and fit us, O Lord, to be loved and respected and imitated by our children. In Jesus' name we pray. So, you know, I thank God for his holy word and for prayer. You know, he made a vehicle for us to conversate with him, for us to conversate with each other. And, you know, we have to, especially as parents, we have to be careful that our children don't pit one parent against the other. You know, sometimes our children try to make us, you know, throw a guilt trip on us. Well, Daddy let me do it. Well, Mama let me do it. Don't go for that. Consult each other. Well, you know, this is what we want for our children. So when they come to you, we're going to say, let's talk to each other. We're going to bring them together with us, and we're going to talk to them about, you know, what's best for them. You know, we love our children, and they are God's gift to us. As we make declarations over the airwaves, you can also make some declarations over your own children. At home, you can make declarations for your children at home, in your neighborhood, in your church, and also your children's friends, children for our nation, and don't forget the children of the world. So I'm going to make some decrees, some declarations for our children, and the declarations begin. We decree and declare that our children will give their lives to Jesus at a young, tender age. We decree and declare that our children are protected by God all the days of their lives. We decree and declare that our children love God with all their heart, soul, and strength, and they love each other like they love themselves. We decree and declare that our children will live a long lives according to God's plan for them. We decree and declare that our children are blessed and highly favored. We decree and declare that our children are obedient to God, to us, and those who have rule and authority over them. We decree and declare that our children are 10 times smarter than their friends. We decree and declare that our children have scholarships to complete schooling all the way through college. We decree and declare that our children have many gifts and talents, and they use them, those gifts and talents, to give God glory. We decree and declare that our children have the mind of Christ. And you can think of other declarations, you know, that you can say over your children, not just your children. You know, I have no birth children, but I have many spiritual children. And trust me, I pray for them, and I decree over them. And I tell you what, they are a blessing in my life. One recently, I've known her when her mother was carrying her in the womb. And I used to teach Sunday school, and she was two little ones. She was 5 months old when she came to our Sunday school class. And it was about four adult ladies that used to teach the little ones, and she was one of them. So she's almost 30 years old now, and we text each other the other day because it was her birthday, July 22nd, and my birthday, July 23rd. So, you know, I thank God for the children because they are truly a blessing in our lives. So I'm privileged to have so many children. You know, my womb couldn't hold all of them. So as a matter of fact, my womb never held any of them, but God gave me many. One of them came Monday and took me to lunch. Took me to St. Augustine for lunch, and I praise God and thank God for her. Another spiritual daughter came from North Carolina with her son and took me to dinner on Tuesday. And I tell you what, that young lady blessed me. She not only took me to dinner, she gave me a blessing, a monetary blessing of $50. I said, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. So I thank God for, you know, the children that he's put into my lives, whether they be 50, 40, 20, 10, 9, 7, 6, 3, you know, are babies. I thank God for them because they are a blessing to me. You know, when I see the children at Spoken Word Ministries on Wednesdays and Sundays, oh, boy, I'm so excited to see them, and it looks like they're excited to see me. So I thank God for putting them in my life. They keep me young and vibrant. They know what life is. They know how to live life. You know, they are not in no box. You know, they ain't got all these things that's burdening them down. You know, they're just free to live life. They are so free. So I thank God that they teach me to be free too. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank God for the children. Well, you know, prayer is appropriate for our children. So I want to pray a prayer from, and I prayed this prayer many times, and I will probably continue to pray this prayer over our children from my pastor's book. Her book is called Prayers That Bring Change, Apostle Kimberly Daniels. She is city councilwoman here in Jacksonville, and I thank God for her. I thank God for the gifts and talents he put on the inside of her. She's not selfish. She shares them with the body of Christ. So she wrote a prayer called the Next Generation Prayer. I'm going to share it with you again. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we lift up the next generation. We bind the spirit of the cosmic creator. We come against the spirit that would spotlight that will put the spotlight on the world to make it appear more beautiful and dazzling than it really is. We declare this spirit has been bound and rendered weak and powerless. We declare that the generation that is being birthed will have a thirst and a hunger for the things of God. We release prayer warriors in the elementary schools, the middle schools, the high schools, and colleges. Release your anointing, God, to the technical colleges, beauty schools, and all places of training and education. God, anoint young people to represent you in the marketplace, Hollywood, the political arenas, and politics, political arenas, professional athletes, and other industries of influence in the lives of young people. We break the curse of the fatherless generation. Jesus, we thank you for the spirit of the Father being released in our nation. We bind every foul spirit of abortion. Deal with the powers that be concerning the innocent bloodshed in the land. Lord, let every snare, wicked plan, and device set against the unborn be broken now in the name of Jesus. The devices that set against the children from the womb to college is broken. We bind every perverse spirit that would come against our children, incubus and succubus, masturbation, homosexuality, pornography, incest, molestation, rape, and other sexual crimes or spirits of violation. You will not steal the purity of our children. We declare that every wicked imagination that exalts itself against the knowledge of God is stricken to the ground and destroyed. We declare that young people will walk in their portion and not be ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. No longer shall peer pressure plague and pull down the young people. They shall shine as the light on the top of the hill and draw others into your kingdom, O God. God, your word says, if you be lifted up, men will be drawn to you. We declare that the next generation will lift you up. We speak the boldness of the Holy Ghost to young men and young women to speak the commandments of the Lord and to walk in fierce obedience to God. They shall prophesy with precision, teach with accuracy, lead with apostolic authority, win souls with the fire of evangelism, and be shepherds with a heart to feed the sheep. They will go to bed with the hunger of the Lord in their bellies and wake up with the thirst of God in their mouths. All generational curses are broken. The blessings and anointings of the Lord are permeating and spreading throughout the bloodline of the next generation. Their homes shall be places of peace. They will inhabit, and they will inhabit, inherit, and possess the land. Curses of the economy from this generation shall not plague the next generation. The spirit of stewardship is the portion of the next generation. We declare that slothfulness and laziness cannot thrive in young people who will run our nation tomorrow. They shall have good success and not fail. 1,000 shall fall to one side and 10,000 to the other. But no harm shall come near the dwellings of the next generation. Rebellion and rejection are being broken off our children. They are displayed by the spirit of meekness and truth. Faith and joy are released to the next generation, the next carriers of the torch of the Lord. Lord, we call forth psalmists, musicians, intercessors, missionaries, preachers, authors, marketplace apostles, ministry teams, and financiers to support the vision of the gospel of Jesus Christ. We bind the spirit that will cause young people to tattoo and pierce their bodies. We bind suicide, alcohol, and drug use. Every door to the demonic is closed through music, movies, video games, and the internet. Demons released through MySpace, Facebook, and the other modes of transportation for demons on the internet, airway, are bound. We bind up subliminal meaning of www, which means 666, and we bind the beasts of the internet. Lord, we know that many good things happen on the internet in your name, but the powers of the accursed that flow into the lives of our children are broken in the name of Jesus. Every spirit of idolatry released to seduce the next generation is broken. The covert operations of devil worshipers, the five percenters, fraternities and sororities, masons and shriners, skinheads, Black Panthers, and new Black Panthers, street gangs, and all other organizations that have negative influences on young people are bound and blocked. We pull down the strongholds of the images of the world released by the movie industry, television, and media. The spirit of Mead is bound and cannot control the minds of the next generation through secular humanism, the New Age movement, Scientology, and other movements that promote values that do not line up with holiness and right standing with Christ. Father, let our children be focused and steadfast on you. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, let's get into our Bible study. We have been studying from the book of Proverbs, the book that Solomon, the wisest man, taught his son and his daughters. Remember, his son is Rehoboam, and he had a daughter. He taught her his ways, God's ways. Let's go to Proverbs 10. We're going to start at verse 8. Proverbs 10, verse 8. You know, I love to study the Word of God. It has so much. It is better than silver and gold. It is rich. It has everything we need. It's the map, the road map to get to the Father. There's healing in the Word. There's deliverance in the Word. There's provisions in the Word. There's protection in the Word. There's safety in the Word. Teachings in the Word. You know, the master teacher, Jesus, you know, he taught the Word in parables and stories, and you know, he taught his disciples. So it's so much in the Word of God. So, you know, Proverbs 10 and 8 says, "The wise in heart will receive commandments, but a prating fool shall fall." The wise in heart will receive commandments. You know, sometimes I talk to young people today on the street or praying with them or counseling them. And sometimes, you know, I see young women carrying cell phones in their breast area, right? Tuck them down in their bra. And I'll say to them, you know, don't carry your cell phones there. You know, those things are dangerous to be carried on your body. You know, they can blow up. And they look at me like, you too old lady, what you talking about? You don't know. You don't know nothing. We modern. We know. That's just old fogey. And you know what? They don't know any better. They're not teachable, though. But the Word of God says we need to be teachable. And I've even seen young women carrying the cell phones. They're pregnant. And carrying them right next to the baby, hooked on to their body, where they're carrying the baby. And you can tell them. And they'll go like, okay. And they keep right on doing what they were doing. They're not teachable. But, you know, the Word of God teaches us to be teachable. And, you know, we have to be able to receive. You know, a lot of people don't receive Jesus Christ. A lot of people reject him. But it's because they're ignorant. God said at one time, he winked at our ignorance, but no more. He said it's time for all of us to repent and get to know him. So, you know, we got to repent of being unteachable. We got to be able to receive the Word of God. That's what's going to save us. So Matthew 13:23 says, "But he received seed into the good ground, that he heareth the word and understanding it, which also beareth fruit and bringeth forth some an hundredfold, some 60, some 30. So, you know, we got to be able to receive from people, you know, especially the elderly. You know, that's why God put aged people here on the earth. So hopefully you're listening to an aged person who's wise. Now, we got foolish aged people who, you know, some of them still doing things they have no business, some of them not saved yet. That's not the people I'm talking about. I'm talking about the aged people of God who are wise, who can tell you things that will help you in your everyday life. You know, the Bible says, train up a child in the way that he should go, so when he's old, he won't depart from it. So the elderly of God, a lot of them have been trained in the ways of God. And it says, women, older women, teach the younger women to love their husbands and their children, to take care of them. You know, how to do, take care of a household. You know, we were not brought up automatically doing that. So we have to ask, you know, sometimes you have to go to an older woman and say, listen, you know, my son and my daughter's doing this. How would you handle it? How'd you handle it with your children? You know, now, I had no birth children, but I taught school over 30 years. Trust me, God helped me to have some wisdom about children. So ask God, seek his face. Lord, who do I go to for help with this situation? My children in school, but they, you know, they're not learning this, or either they're misbehaving. How do I handle it? And, you know, a lot of us are putting our children on drugs. No, 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 no. Drugs do not make children behave. All it does is dope them up and set them up for the enemy. Because as soon as they get out of high school, they can't have those drugs anymore that's been in their body for years. And guess what? They are addicted to them by then. So many of them go looking on the street because they can't get them legally anymore. So don't set your children up with drugs. I've talked to many parents, and I've said, you know, listen, don't set your children up. Don't put them on drugs. Learn to discipline them. And, you know, a lot of parents don't want to take time to discipline their children. It takes time to discipline a child. You can't just slap them upside the head and say, behave. Many parents, I see them, you know, they'll bring them out in the public. And they say, well, I taught them better. But they're not trained. Some people train their dogs. They take them to obedience school. But, you know, they don't take time to train their own children. Now, you know, that's a shame. You're going to train an animal over your own child. We got to train our children. Many children don't know how to behave. We were not birthed knowing how to behave. You know, the Word of God says in Luke 10:39, and she had a sister called Mary, which also sat at the feet of Jesus and heard his words. Mary and Martha, you know, the sister, they sat at Jesus' feet. One complained about the other. And, you know, Mary sat at his feet to learn of Jesus. He was the master teacher. She valued his teaching. Turn in the Word of God, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Study the words of Jesus. You know, Jesus' teachings was awesome. He is a master teacher. Learn from him. You know, a lot of us, you know, we say, yeah, I believe in God, but, you know, I disagree with that. I don't think the Bible means that. You know, we pick and choose. It is not a buffet. The Word of God is not a buffet where we can pick and choose what word we want to follow. We can't do that. We got to follow God's word. But when you study the word and learn how to rightly divide the scriptures, you will know what's for you to obey today and what was for them a long time ago. You know, it says, Acts 2:41, then they gladly received his words and were baptized. And the same day there were added unto them about 3,000 souls. Now, they were being taught the word of God. They were being taught what to do, how to hear God's word, how to obey it, how to, you know, be baptized, follow God's word. And so many people today, well, I don't believe we need to do that. You know, I ain't going to do that. Mm-mm. We got to learn God's word and obey it. If you're ignorant of, you know, like if you're a student in school and your professor tell you, read chapter 48, we're going to have a test over it, you know, on Friday. Now, you come and you say, I ain't going to read that. I don't want to read that. You go in, what's going to happen? Of course you're going to fail. That's like God says, study his word daily. Study the word daily to show yourself approved, pleasing to God, a workman that won't be ashamed. You know, some people may say, well, what's this scripture? And you say, well, I don't know. Well, what's that scripture mean? I don't know. Are you studying? Study the word. You don't understand it? Ask God. Lord, reveal to me what the scripture means. How does it apply to my life? The word is not just here to sit on the shelf. We have to study it and apply it to our lives. So, you know, we have to be teachable, be able to receive the word. Receiving the word. You know, you can be taught the word 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. But if you don't receive the word of God, what good is it? You know, just like you teach your children, you know, certain things. Now, these are the rules in our household. And they just ignore everything like you didn't say it. You know, that's disrespect to you. So when we, you know, hear the word of God and we just disregard it, that's disrespecting God. So we have to become teachable, receive God's word. Ezra 8:21 says, then I proclaim a fast at the river of Ahava, that we might afflict ourselves before our God to seek him a right way for us, for our little ones, and for all our substance. So they learned to understand God's word because they read it. Now, during Bible days, they didn't have a Bible to read. So we are quite fortunate. They heard the word God's voice very seldom. Very seldom did they hear God's word. Now, you know, during the time of Moses, they heard God's word through Moses. You know, Moses went up, spent time on the mountain before God in the burning bush. Read the story. Read Bible stories to your children from the word of God and break it down to them. But you got to read it and be able to receive it and understand it, receptibility of God's word. So Moses would go up into the mountain, you know, he would listen to God. He'd come back and bring the word to the people. And so the people told him one day, they said, Moses, how we know you didn't just make up these words? How we know that God told you that? They said, well, let God come and tell us himself. We're sick of you telling us. We don't even know if you are telling the truth. So let God come down. Now, you know our God is an awesome God. He is mighty. He's powerful. He's strong. Now, you know his palm can hold everybody in the world. So can you imagine our great God? And so he came down. Those people were so fearful of God, they were running, hiding under everything they could find. And they said, oh, my God. God was so powerful, it frightened them. And so they told Moses, no, no, Moses, tell them to go back. We'll listen to you. We'll listen to you. But guess what? They were still stubborn and rebellious. Everything they wanted, God gave it to them. They said, well, we ain't got no meat, God. Give us some meat. So then he gave them meat. We ain't got no bread, so he gave them bread. What they asked for, God would give it to them. What did he ask of them? That they be obedient. But guess what? They were stubborn and rebellious. They still refused to obey God. No matter, he would just give them so much, but they still rebel. Matthew 18:3 says, and said, verily I say unto you, except you be converted and be as little children, you shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. You know, children, a lot of them are very teachable. You can teach little children something. You don't even have to sit down and teach them. You could be in the kitchen cooking, and a certain way they notice you do things or certain things you say, they will repeat what you said. So we got to be careful. Even when they could be in there hammering with their little play hammer or playing doctor or nurse, or they could be, you know, watching TV. But guess what? They watch you like a hawk. They know your every move. They know you better than you know them because they got time to sit down and study you. But you don't take time to study them. So you got to know your children. When their little habits change, notice. Find out what's going on with them. Don't just say, oh, yeah, they're in a terrible mood today. Uh-uh. Find out what's going on with the children. Find out why they're acting off base that day. Don't just take it for granted they're in a mood. Or, you know, I've heard people say, oh, my children told me don't touch their things. Well, who bought them for them? They didn't just get them out the air. You're providing shelter. You're providing clothes, education, health care provision for them. Who are they to tell you don't do this and don't do that? You are the adult. Don't allow your children to rule over you. When I taught school, one of my sixth graders, he said, Miss Gantley, you know how we get our parents to do what we want them to do? I said, no, how? He said, we keep telling them the same thing over and over. We just break them down. We keep telling them the same thing over and over until they do it. Mama, we want this toy. Daddy, we want this toy. We want these kind of jeans. We want these. And they keep on telling them over and over and over. My parents did not let me tell them the same thing over and over. They say, you told me once, you told me twice, that's enough. I've had enough. I understand. It's my decision whether I get it for you or not. Now, you know, my parents were not rich. They were poor. So they couldn't always get me what I asked for. Today's children are blessed. They get so much, but guess what? They are so ungrateful. If my parents bought me an ice cream cone, don't you know I was so excited and so happy that I got an ice cream cone? You buy a child an ice cream cone today, they like the children of Israel. Huh, this all I get? Don't I get nothing else? What about the cake? What about this? What? They're grumbling. You know why? Because we give them too much. And they, when you get so much, you don't appreciate it. Teach them how to appreciate. Give them very little. One of my friends one time, her daughter was failing in college. And I said, you paying her tuition? She said, yeah. I said, stop paying it and make her get a job and pay it for herself. And also make her pay part of the electric bill, part of the telephone and whatever she's using, grocery. Guess what? She followed the instructions. The child graduated from college, paid her own way, and improved in the grades. So sometimes we have to apply what appears to be meanness as tough love. We don't want it, but it's called training up a child in the way that they should go. So, you know, Proverbs, Solomon was so wise. He said we got to be teachable, and we have to teach our children to listen. Teachable means you listen and obey. You follow instructions. You know, a lot of times you give your children instructions. I remember one time my mother told me, go to the store and go by yourself. And I'm like, why I can't take Betty? Why I can't take Dolores? Why I can't take one of my friends? She said, go to the store and go by yourself. So, you know, I obeyed her. When I came back, she said, you know, I know you probably didn't understand why I told you to go by yourself. She said, a lot of times the people you hanging with, you don't know what they're doing. They could be in the store stealing while you innocently there. She said it happened to someone a long time ago. They were innocently with a bunch of children, and the children were stealing. The police came and arrested them all. Now, one or two of them didn't even know that the others were stealing. So sometimes when our parents tell us something, we have to obey, whether we understand it or not. And a lot of times we don't understand. You know, like the Bible says, you know, actually, I'm sorry, it's a song that says we'll understand it better by and by. And that's true. A lot of things my parents told me when I was growing up, I'm just now beginning as an adult to understand them. I said, oh, my God, that's what they meant. Sometimes I'd ask my mother, my father something, and they'd say, keep on living, Caritha. Just keep on living. Sure enough. The longer I live, the more I understand what they were teaching me. So they were training me up in the way that I should go. I didn't understand it, but now, trust me, I remember I used to, my come home from school and my dad would fix me a snack and I'd have to take a nap. And I said, oh, Daddy, why we got to go to sleep? I didn't want to go to sleep. He had worked and he was tired. So I remember years later, I went to work and I came home. My father had come to visit me. He went with me and I laid down to take a nap. When I woke up, he said, uh-huh. He said, remember you used to ask me, why you sleep so much? He said, you understand it now, huh? I said, I sure do. I was so tired. He was worn out from work. See, the children have all this energy. We got energy, too, but our energy is applied on the job or taking care of household things or taking care of the children where they don't have that much to do, so they got energy to spare. So, you know, the word of God is true. We got to learn to be teachable. In other words, listen and obey. And John 9:36 says, he answered and said, who is he, Lord, that I might believe on him? You know, we got to believe the word of God. It is our road map to the Lord. And I don't know about you, but when I leave this earth, I want to appear before the Lord, because we're all going to appear before him, whether we've said Lord, called him Lord and Savior or not. We're going to appear before him and for judgment. And I want him to say, Caritha, well done, my good and faithful servant. I would do not want him to deny me entrance into heaven with him. I want to be able to praise him all day long with the angels and with you and my family, my friends, my church family. I want us all to be there rejoicing. Yeah, we made it. Hallelujah. We were victorious in this life. So, you know, we got to teach our children those things, how to receive the word of God, how to be taught the word of God, and receive it. You know, you can be taught something, don't mean you receive it. You know, some people, you say, you'll tell them something, and they'll say, yes, ma'am, no, ma'am, knowing fully well they ain't paying you no attention and don't have no intentions of following your instructions. They just be pacifying you. You know, your children, sometimes you say, go in there and clean up your room. They come back. You cleaned it up? Yeah. They threw the shoes under the bed. They just threw the cover over the bed and did. They came back. And if you don't check them, you say, did you do it? Yes, ma'am. And later on you go in there, you say, I thought you cleaned, you know, and then you reward them. You reward them without checking. And then you go in there, you say, I thought you said you cleaned your room. I did. Look at it. My mother and my father would make me go back and do it again. If I said I did something, they're going to come and check. Well, let's see. You made your bed. Now, you forgot to, you know, straighten the covers here, so let's take everything off and let's do it all again. My mother said, if you do it right the first time, you don't have to do it over. You know, I ain't like doing things over and over and over again. And even I say to Father God, let me be a quick learner so I don't have to learn this lesson going around the same mountain 40 years, 40 times, however many. I want to learn it the first time. Quick learner. So, you know, I thank God for each of you being on with us this evening and studying the word with us from Proverbs 10. We start at verse 8. The wise in heart receive commandments, but a prating fool shall fall. You know what? If we do not stand for something, we'll fall for everything. Everything the enemy put out there, we're going to fall for it. But we have to learn to listen to the Most High God. We have to learn to be obedient, receive his word. Listen, be taught his word, and then receive it. What good is it to go to college for 4 years and then you get out and you don't even know what you were taught? You can't do anything. What good is it to go to first grade through high school and you come out and you can't fill out an application? That means you were not, you know, receptive to what you were being taught. And trust me, many children are doing that, not because they can't do it, but because it's not expected of them. Nobody expects them to do well. So they just go in and do whatever they want. They play all in the bathroom. You know, nowadays, they will tell the teacher, my mom will be up here on you. My daddy will come up here on you. My mother would have, oh, my God, she would have taken the belt out. My father would not tolerate that kind of behavior. He said, when I send you somewhere, you are to listen to the adult. Now, of course, you know, many adults nowadays are off track. So, of course, you want to teach your children who to listen to and who not to listen to. But, you know, we have to teach them, you know, to listen to adults that are wise and to know who's wise and who's not. Solomon taught his children discernment, how to discern, you know, how to know the difference between good and evil people, and good and evil things. So we have to teach our children the same thing. Parents, we have much work to do. And, you know, a lot of children in your neighborhood, they may not know or have been taught the right way, but yet they're hanging around your children. So you got the opportunity to teach them too. You can teach them what's right and wrong. You can make corrections in them. I know when I grew up, the whole community, it takes a village to raise one child. I mean, next door, Miss Mamie, she said, Caritha, you know your mama told you don't do that. I said, yes, ma'am. So, you know, of course, I stopped it. Because if my mother get the news that I was doing the wrong thing or my father, don't you know I was going to get correction. And I'd rather just do the right thing. I hated the belt. And I was very upset if my father, you know, had to correct me over and over. I did not want to disappoint my parents. I wanted to please them. So when your children tell you something, you know, listen to what they're saying. Even though you set rules and regulations in your home, allow them to make requests. Well, mother, I know you told me, or dad, I know you told me that, you know, I got to get my homework before I go to the game, but they have something going on before the game. If this one time would you allow me to do my homework when I get back, I promise you I'm going to do it before class tomorrow. And just allow them to be responsible. And, of course, if they fail that test, next time say, no, we tried that before. You're not doing it this time because you did not follow through. So, no, you can't go. You got to do that homework before you go. Or whatever the situation may be, you know, allow them to show that they're trustworthy before you say, oh, no, I don't trust. No, no. Teach them and let them go. Teach them and let them go. Teach them and let them go. Trust them and let them go. Train them up in the way they should go and then let them go. Well, it's closing time on Bible Storyland. You know, I appreciate each of you for being on with us. If there are any that are not saved, I pray that you would press 1 and I will offer salvation to you. You know, the Word of God says that we must be saved. What do we got to be saved from? We were born in sin, and we have to be saved from our sins in order to see God. We cannot see God in sin. He abhors sin, and he will not tolerate sin. So we have to be forgiven of our sins when we repent and come before God and confess him to be Lord, confess him to be Savior, confess that Jesus is the Christ. With our mouths, salvation is made, and he will forgive us, and we can be saved. Now, of course, if you know, many times we backslide, we stop praying, stop studying the Word, stop calling on the name of the Lord, and even stop hearing his voice. And even when we do hear it, we just disobey. So daily I have to repent. So it is prayer time on Bible Storyland. Any prayer requests, press 1. All right, look like all is quiet. So I'm going to pray for you. I thank God for you being on Bible Storyland today. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I just lift up those who are on Bible Storyland at the moment, right now, and those who will listen later. And I ask you, Lord, for protection and guidance and instruction. I thank you for giving all of us teachable spirits and to receive what we're being taught, O God. In the name of Jesus and Father, I pray that we would listen and obey your word, that we will read, study, and obey your word, and that we will follow your plan for our lives in Jesus' name. So, Father God, I lift up fathers and mothers, and I thank you for what you're doing, for provisions for them. I thank you for excellent health. I thank you for the children, the parents being protected. I thank you for them dwelling in the secret place of the Most High, abiding under your shadow, Almighty. We will say of you, Lord, you are our refuge, you are our fortress, my God, in you will we trust. So, Father God, I thank you for walking with us today, talking with us, being a lamp and a light to our pathway. Oh, Father God, we thank you that we could call you Abba, Father, which art in heaven, and you hear and you answer. And, Father, we thank you for the many blessings that you give us on a daily basis, loading us up with blessings and benefits, oh, God. What a great God you are. You thought of everything, oh, God. So, Father, I thank you that you not only hear, that you listen to our prayers and you answer them. And I thank you for hearing and answering them according to your plan for our lives. And we thank you, oh God, for your word that you have given us, your rhema word in the name of Jesus, your logos word. We thank you for it, oh God. And Father God, we embrace you today. We embrace your ways. And we thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Be a lamp and a light to our pathway. Be our refuge. Be our fortress. And I thank you for teaching us to trust in you in the name of Jesus. And, Father God, anyone who's not well, on Boys to Men, Girls to Ladies, we lift their health up before you. And we thank you, O God, for your healing virtue going throughout their bodies. We thank you, O God, for all that you're doing and what you're about to do. Bless the children and their families, O God. Provide, provide, provide in the name of Jesus. I thank you for the children being obedient, O God. In the name of Jesus. So, Father, we just honor your presence in Jesus' holy name. Until we meet again, O God, we thank you, O God, for being with us and being always never leaving us nor forsaking us, Father God. We thank you that you are a shepherd and we shall not want. We thank you that our cup runneth over with your mercy, with your truth, with your love. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen. Well, Boys to Men, Girls to Ladies is leaving the air. I thank God for each of you. I love you. Look forward to hearing from you. This Saturday is going to be Children's Day. So come and join us. 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, 8 a.m. Central Standard Time, and bring the children. Don't just come by yourself. It's Children's Day this Saturday. So have a God-filled evening, a God-filled week, month, and year. God loves you. Do you love him? He says, you know, if you love him, you're going to keep his commandments. So love God by showing him obedience, keeping his commandments. Look forward to talking to you Saturday on Bible Story Land. Have a blessed and a God-filled evening. Love y'all. Bye-bye. Thanks for being on with us.